we've talked a lot about open source as a sort of the contributions of a user community. And I want to explore a little bit how people who are not seen as open source players are leveraging that insight. Now, eBay is a good example. Obviously, it is a community of buyers and sellers that actually makes the application. But they kind of locked into a sort of a natural network effects kind of business. But what I find really interesting about Amazon.com is they have actually really worked the issue. And I'm going to show you two pictures here. So the first is a search result on Amazon.com, looking for a book on JavaScript. Now, if you look in the middle of the screen, there's this little section that says most popular results. Now, what they're doing there in picking what they're going to show to you is a combination of a whole lot of factors. It's sales, it's number of reviews, it's number of associates who point to it. It's all these kinds of things that give them the intelligence of all their users and express it in their interface. So right there, they're way ahead of a lot of other people. Down below, you actually can configure your search and say, I want to search by best-selling, I want them listed alphabetically by top-rated. There's a lot of features there. But that core result is sort of a community-centered result. And you look on either side of the screen in this search result, and you see user contributions, user-generated list, best JavaScript books. Here's another list, JavaScript, a list by Golden Lion. And look at the invitations. So you'd like to offer your advice. Add your list. There are more than 10 million user reviews on Amazon. That's a huge user contribution to building their interface. Now you go, well, that's not really software. But again, that's part of this paradigm shift, because this is the new world where the added value is the data. Now let me just show you, by contrast, the same search on BarnesandNoble.com. Right? You don't see any of those features. In fact, the first book that comes up in the search is published by Barnes & Noble. Right? So they don't get it. Now, what I know as a publisher is that, for us, Amazon sells 10 times as many books as Barnes & Noble. They also have roughly 10 times the level of user contribution. This particular book has 192 reviews on Amazon, has 18 on BarnesandNoble.com. So working your audience, working your users, trying to get them involved in building your product is happening even at this new proprietary layer up on top of open source. Now let me look at another one of the killer apps of the internet. I mean, everybody here probably uses MapQuest or maps.yahoo.com, or actually, since we're up in the Northwest, maybe you all use maps.msn.com. Why do I think not? But as a matter of fact, as far as I can tell, all three of those services have roughly equivalent market share. Now, why is it that eBay, Google, and Amazon were able to get really market leadership way ahead of the competition? I think the answer is that they figured out how to incorporate user added value, and that became a network effect of increasing returns. Amazon is more useful because it has 10 times the number of reviews. But if you look at MapQuest, they were the guys who were a pioneer in this space. But they don't own anything, right? They're commodity software on top of a commodity database that's provided by someone else. I would lay odds that if they had figured out early on how to get their users involved in building out the database with lists, with all kinds of added kinds of value, that they would then have made a richer and richer service, which would have made it a lot harder for other people to enter the market. But in fact, that's not happening. And what is in fact happening is this company I mentioned before, Navtech, which is just about to do an IPO, they're really become the Intel inside of the mapping business. These are the guys who own the data. They're the supplier to all three of those services. They're also the supplier to GM OnStar, to automobiles mapping systems. So these guys have figured out a really valuable piece of data that's going to be a component, an Intel inside, if you like, of a whole class of internet applications. And so, the takeaways for me here are several. First of all, in this new world we're moving into, free and open source software doesn't guarantee freedom, right? Because the fact is, applications and the success of applications and the success of platforms depends on network effects. And there's various opportunities for data lock-in that are much bigger than the opportunities for lock-in via APIs. People can open up their APIs, they can open up their source code, and they can still have everybody locked in because of the increasing returns that come from network effects.